Hey beautiful souls, you're very welcome back to another episode of the Spiritual Hour. As ever, thank you beautiful souls for joining me and also for sending your beautiful messages in to share what all of us beautiful souls from the collective, we are all connected and still unique individuals. So this episode will be about our evening routine. But before that, I do want to share the messages from the collective, for the collective. So, beautiful souls, the first thing that I want to do for this spiritual hour is I want to give a big shout out to Sandra and Jerry Fraser. These two amazing souls are doing beautiful work with ascension. Although Jerry likes to call it expanding or expansion, which I do like. His wife Sandra has the most amazing, powerful, handmade wands, necklaces, crystals, so forth. Their YouTube will be coming soon, although you will be able to catch one or two videos of them on YouTube. Also, check Sandra's Instagram out for her beautiful one-off pieces. I can't wait till the end of the month to order myself some. I have my eye on one. So that is Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A, Fraser, F-R-A-S-E-R, 777. And the second shout out that I would like to do is for another amazing soul tribe that I recently came across on YouTube. We are going to be doing a collaboration soon on the Spiritual Hour, talking about light language and also doing a transmission at the end. He has some amazing information up about ascension, about the blue rays, about the violet flame. You can catch him on Facebook, www.facebook.com/ascension counselor. That's ascensioncounselor. counselor. And you can also catch him on YouTube. He is Aquarian Dynamics. So that's AquarianDynamics. So I am really, really looking forward to doing that collaboration with him. Definitely head over to his YouTube and Facebook and check out his work. And I will go ahead and share a couple of short and sweet quotes, and then I will move on to the messages. So the first one is, and this is actually going to relate to a little story I will tell after the end of the episode. So the first quote is, "You know you have mastered a soul lesson when the circumstance has not changed, but the way you respond has." This is true energy, self-mastery. And the next one is, it's okay. You just forgot who you are. Welcome back. The next one, you don't need to believe in magic. You are magic. You need to believe in yourself. And then the final one is, everything is energy. Your thought begins it, your emotions amplifies it, and your action increases its momentum. And I will now share an amazing, beautiful message from one of the beautiful souls from the collective. And I will play the follow-on message from my beautiful soul queen. I believe that one of the greatest lies ever told to me is that I am human. Because it sets limitations on what is possible. I can do anything I set my mind to do. It is my evolutionary right as a conscious entity to do so. No one has the right to tell me how I can and cannot evolve. I choose to carve the way so others may follow. I am not a leader. I am a guided soul that shines a beacon of light for others. I was once paralyzed by the illusion of darkness, but now darkness is paralyzed by light. This is only my perception of my reality. Please choose your own reality and share it with others because it makes life a much better playground. Come play with me. such a beautiful message. And I will now play my soul queens and thank you, thank you, thank you so much, beautiful souls, for sending in your words to be shared.
Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Seraphina Radio with me, your host, Crazy Spiritual Goddess. I'm currently on a walk on this beautiful sunny day. That's why there's so much noise in the background, forgive me. But as I was walking, I was listening to Silvestrial Frequencies, and I asked for a message for all of us at the moment. And that's why I'm recording this now. But the message that came through was, you are so, so beautiful. You have a wonderful, amazing soul and such a beautiful light. This world would not be the way it is without you. You are needed. It's not a coincidence that you exist in this timeline, in this moment, because the world wouldn't be the way it is if you weren't here. And I know things are so, so hard at the moment with all these energies, with all this releasing, all this healing, all this breaking away from your comfort zones and your situations in which, you know, you're safe, pays bills, you come home from work, you have your dinner, you sit down, you watch TV, you play games. If that is what sets your soul alight, then I am so glad that you have it. But if it doesn't, then know that it is scary, but you can take the steps to achieve the extraordinary, because that is what you deserve. You all deserve the best in this universe, in this world, in this life. And we are here always beside you, supporting you in your decisions and your choices. Everything that happens, happens as it is meant to. Everything that happens, happens for a reason. Whether it is positive or negative, it is all to help you. You have never been abandoned. You have never been neglected. We are always here. Even in the times where it feels like we aren't, we are. Sometimes we rely so much on others, on energies, on your cosmic team. But sometimes, mainly, you have to rely on yourself. That's probably why it feels like you're disconnected from others at this moment. But you are not. Your soul, your heart, your gut, your higher self wants you to be who you are. To be in tune with who you are, who you have been, and who you are becoming. It is scary and it is hard, but you can do it. You have so much strength and so much courage. When you look in the mirror, you don't see what we see. We are in awe of you just as much as you are in awe of us. We love you so much. And we just wish that you could love yourself as much as we love you as well. Don't give up hope. Don't give up faith. You are here. You are wanted. You are needed. You are love, loving and lovable. Thank you for all your work. Thank you for all your prayers. Thank you for all your healing. We love you.
Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome to this episode of the Spiritual Hour. This one is on the evening routine. If you didn't catch last week's episode, it was of our morning routine. How crucial the first 20 minutes of our morning is, and how it sets the tone for our day. So the evening is just as important as the morning. As if you do not set your intentions for the week ahead or the next day, You are not setting the tone, to put it simply. So, my evening routine, I make sure, first off, that everything is clean and done in the house. Any washing that needs to be done is done, everything is back in its place. Because we all know a cluttered house is a cluttered mind. It is actually very important to keep your space clear and sacred to you. Keep the energy flowing nice. Colors also makes a big, big difference in your home. So after I clean up everything, get my daughter to bed, all of that stuff, I clean my altar. I put fresh offerings on. My telly is off. I do not watch the TV, as I mentioned before. If I am watching anything, I tune in to watch it, or most of the time, I'm researching or maybe doing readings or something productive for me. So the telly is off, then I have a shower. I usually have some shower steamers made up. The ones that I'm using at the moment I made with tea tree oil and argan oil, so it's nice and fresh. So when I have my shower, I do my usual routine. I shield myself, cleanse my energy, call back my power, give anybody else's light back that I might be holding. Connect to Gaia and to Venus. If I am wanting to have a little mini clearing, I also call on the angels that work with the violet flame. And I usually call on my circle of angels also, Archangel Raphael to the east, Archangel Michael to the south, Archangel Uriel to the north, Archangel Gabriel to the south, and then of course Sandalphon below and Metatron above. And usually do a bit of cord cutting. Then I will do my prayers. Turn off my phone and my internet. I usually try and not look at that after a certain hour. Give thanks, set my intentions for the next day. Then, when that is done, I usually, as I said, do a bit of research, do a bit of writing, or maybe I will watch an episode of something. At the moment, I'm back watching The X-Files because I am into and that isn't from here. But it's funny because I used to really like that when I was younger and I didn't understand it. And now I'm getting drawn to it again. So I do also have some tips for your bedroom if you don't already have these going on in there. So one big thing is to not have a television in your room. That is a big no-no. As I was mentioning about the energy earlier on, especially the magnetic waves of and that's electric, our crystalline bodies goes crazy if there's too much electricity or interference around. So no telly, no cables, no chargers, definitely no plugging your phone in behind your head. I'm saying that because I used to do that back in the day. Oh my God, how many brain cells did I fry? Let yourself fall asleep. So that's going into bed and actually letting yourself fall asleep instead of being so tired that as soon as you go to bed, you're just gone. Another great thing is to sleep with some crystals if you don't already do that. Selenite is an amazing crystal for sleeping with. Also, I know most of us have to use our phone for an alarm in the morning. I just have to. There's no way I can wake up without an alarm, although I've tried and no, that didn't work out. So, if you do have to use your phone for the alarm, make sure it's off. It will still come on for the alarm because I don't think they're really off. And try and keep it as far away from you as possible. If you do have a bit of shungite, I am actually going to look into. I seen you can get like a shungite plate. That would be an amazing thing to just rest your phone on in the night. That would eat up any electronic waves that's around. So beautiful souls, without getting into it all, that's usually my evening routine before I go to bed, making sure everything is sorted. I have my prayers done, I'm after giving thanks, I'm after setting my intentions. I do try to go to bed at a half decent hour now because I am trying to get into a routine. Whereas beforehand, I wasn't going to sleep till crazy hours of the morning and still having to get up and basically do a full day. So, really getting your bit of sleep helps so much. And I do just want to say the quick story, which is relating to the quote that I mentioned about mastering your energy. My bathroom light went during the week. I don't think the actual light was broke. I think because it's like a dome light, I couldn't get out of the holder thing that it's in, and I'm afraid of electricity. I was afraid I was gonna like break the light, so I couldn't do it, you know. So I was like, oh my God, right, I'm better off just ringing the electric person and getting them out to try and like change it or whatever they have to do, because I thought that you needed to get a screwdriver to do it because it just wasn't coming out. So, and anyway, the electrician man came out, and I remember he came out about 2 years ago, I think it was. That's and I still remember, even no, it was longer than that. It was actually when I was pregnant and I had to get the heating sorted. So actually, yeah, well then it was about nearly 5 years ago or six. But that's how much I remember, and I wasn't even on my spiritual awakening then. But obviously I still could pick up energy. I can pick up energy since I can remember. But he was just so bad energy. There's no other word to put it, so angry. So I remembered him from the 5 years ago, and I think he actually put me off getting a few things fixed because I didn't want him to come out to the house. So probably, sorry, I'm probably going off on a bit of a tangent, but there is a point to this story. So in any way, it was him that came out the other day. And oh my God, his energy was so angry. I was like, fuck, Jesus Christ, it's going to take a bit more than a bit of sage to clear this gap when he's gone. So in any way, he was like, which light is it? Like, straight off, he was just angry. And I was just like, keep it cool. You're not feeding back into this. Because if that had been a couple of years ago before my spiritual awakening, I well would have fed back into that energy. So he got up and anyway, and he was like, oh, this just comes out. Just grows out. Like, looking at me like, are you a tick? And I was like, oh, I tried to screw it out, but I couldn't. He kind of just looked at me. And I said, oh, well, kind of better off being safe than sorry with electricity. And he's just like, yeah. And then he went, like, we couldn't say after that, you know. And I was like, thanks very much. Have an amazing day. And then he went and I whipped out the sage and saged the shit out of my apartment. And I got out my singing bowl as well and cleared it with the noise, because I swear to God, whew, that was like some amount of built up trauma and anger in that person. Oh my God. You know, some people just don't want to heal themselves. Like, we all have the power to heal ourselves. We all have the power to keep going on with the trauma as well, but we choose not to. Any of us that are working on ourselves have gone through the dark nights of the soul, have gone into them hidden, repressed, hurt aspects of ourselves and worked on them. It's not easy, but we choose not to let that be our story or our now. We choose to embrace that as lessons and experiences. As ever, beautiful souls, thank you so much for joining me for this episode of The Spiritual Hour. I will be back again next week with another episode. Hopefully by that time I will have done the collaboration with Aquarian Dynamic. If not, I will have another episode for us. And please, please, please keep sending your messages in, no matter what it is. Please keep sending it in. It is needed in order for this universe to harmonize. You are here to shine your light, to speak your voice, and to share your gifts, talents, and abilities. We are all connected, we are all one, and we can help support each other on navigating our spiritual journey and soul mission. I will also be offering light language sessions soon, which I am looking so forward to. Also, if you would like a personal reading, you can catch me here through Anchor, Cosmic Angel 555. I did change the name, beautiful souls. I hope you like it. It was time for a name change. You can catch me through Instagram, Facebook and YouTube, Cosmic Angel 555. Sending you all an abundance of love and light, beautiful souls. Namaste.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.